The borough has a list of 5 projects in the sewer department and 3 in the water department that would be paid for with loans from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. That would be repaid with 1.5% interest. Utility Director Carl Hagerman explained the projects are intended to prevent future failures of sewer pump stations and water lines.
I'm recommending that we do move forward. We can't be taking a risk with some of these projects failing and to try and repair a mainline pump station on the fly. It's going to be very, very expensive, and we'll have spills to answer to the EPA and DEC. People will be out of service, which has never happened in Petersburg, to be out of wastewater service. We can't tell people to stop using water and flushing toilets. It won't happen. So anyway, I'm recommending that the ordinance be approved and that the public support it as well.
Just over half of the money, estimated at $4.1 million, would pay for replacement of a corroded water main on Sandy Beach Road. That pipe suffered a leak last year near Sandy Beach Park that proved to be difficult to repair.
It's a very deep line, and the pipe is ductile iron, but it's corroded. And we don't know the full extent of that corrosion, so this plan anticipates replacement of the entire run from Hungry Point essentially to Sandy Beach Park. We'll be doing some investigation, digging on the pipe here and there to try and narrow it down to see if we have to replace the whole length or not. But this plan does anticipate that all of that pipe will have to be replaced.
Another $1 million would pay for replacement of a supply tank that's used to backwash filters at the water treatment plant, and $300,000 would replace a cement water main across Hammer Slough. Projects in the wastewater department include replacement of multiple pump stations, one on Main Street, one at Hungry Point, and one south of the ferry terminal. The borough also wants to upgrade a sewer monitoring system and improve some smaller sewer pump stations on Lumber Street. The assembly was supportive of the question going on the ballot, noting that the separate projects would still have to come back before them for approval. Here's Jeff Mucci.
Yeah, I'm going to be voting for this. I kind of view this as maintaining our infrastructure.
The work, though, could mean another increase in rates. The utilities are planning to commission a rate study to determine if more money is needed to repay the loans. That's coming on the heels of 7 years of annual rate increases. Water and garbage rates went up 2% a year each year from 2012 through 2018. That's nearly a 15% increase over that time. Sewer rates went up 4.5% a year during that time, an increase of 36%. And electrical rates were also increased 4% over 2 years in 2014 and 15. Hagerman told the assembly those past water and sewer rate hikes were to pay for a total of $12.8 million of other work, although the borough has not done all of its projects on that list. The vote was 4-0 in first reading to put the sewer and water loan money on the October ballot. It could be the only question for voters to decide this year. And in order to make the ballot, the ordinance still needs 2 more approvals by the assembly in August. That will depend on having enough assembly members to hold those meetings. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.